Hi, this is your girl Nishay Lamore, and I want to do a podcast again. Yes, I want to do a podcast on the holidays in regards to things that we talk about when we're at family gatherings for the holidays. Yes, I want to talk about some of the things that you should not talk about or ask, whether you're in a relationship or not. Things that you should not just feel so comfortable that you should just ask the question and say, you know, these particular statements or sentences while you're around family. You know, the ones that give like the clapbacks and the ones that give, you know, the eye rolls and the third eye and all the above. You don't just ask certain things when you're at a family gathering, especially around the holidays. You just don't do it. A lot of times we tend to feel comfortable. We tend to feel comfortable and we think that we can ask or say whatever when we're at the holiday gathering. And it's not always like that. You know, we shouldn't feel that comfortable where we should be able to say whatever we feel that we want to say, because we don't know people's situations. We don't know people's circumstances. And again, on my last podcast, when I did with my special friend, remember I talked about how people are going through things, a lot of things we don't know about. We do not know what people are going through, you know, during these holidays. So we got to be careful of mentioning and saying things and being insensitive when we say things to people. A lot of times I know you just want to say something, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You know, you should not just be quick to let stuff roll off your tongue and say things. You know, I just think that a lot of times we so used to saying whatever it is we want to say out of our mouth, we don't really pay attention to people's circumstances. Sometimes things have changed from this year to last year. So when they speak on something, a lot of times their things or situations are different from the last year. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. I would just say, you know, if you can't say something nice, just don't say anything at all. You know, that's what my, you know, recommendation or my advice to you is, because a lot of times, like I said before, the holidays is something you really don't want to rub people the wrong way. You don't want to just say something just because you feel that you can say it. You want to be kind of sensitive to people and their emotions and their feelings and what they're going through. So you don't want to just mention things. You don't want to just say things. So with that being said, let's just talk about a couple of things that basically can explain or self-explain, you know, why you shouldn't say things or say these particular things or say these particular statements, whether you're in a relationship or not. But, you know, especially when you're in a relationship, because a lot of times people get messy around the holidays or whatever, and they just say anything. And you don't want that. You don't want that. You want to be around people that are going to say something positive. You want to be around somebody who's not going to bring up something that's going to have you a relapse or have you in a depressive state or being in depressed mood where you're thinking about things and stuff like that. So you want to be around people that are gonna uplift you, bring you in a good place, and gonna, you know, make you feel real good about being around, you know, them around the holidays. So like I said before, the holidays is a very sensitive season. It consists of a lot of different events. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, you got Hanukkah. You know, it's just different types of celebrations during this time of the year. So just be sensitive to people when you're around them or whatever. Don't be so quick to go, you know, just say anything off your tongue or anything just because you feel a certain type of way. So we're going to talk about at least five of them. I might have a bonus, but I just want to get through the five important ones. I'm not going to do a long podcast, but I want to talk about it. I really do. Because these are some things that you always hear at a family gathering or just a gathering. It doesn't have to be a family gathering. It could just be friends getting together. It could be associates getting together. It could be people at the workplace getting together. However, you want to be careful and mindful when you ask these things or you might see these things. People are very shrewd sometimes and they do things deliberately. Not all the time, but sometimes people can be very shrewd. So we have to be very mindful that everybody is not in a good space. They're not in a good space around this time of the year. And, you know, it's just not good to do that, especially when you can catch it and you can probably turn a negative to a positive. So with that being said, let's just do a couple of them. I'm not trying to do a long podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys are in preparation of the holidays, festivities, and celebrations or whatever. Even if you're not celebrating, I hope you're at peace with yourself. I hope everything is fine and good, because you don't have to celebrate anything but yourself and self-love and self-worth. So, with that being said, let's keep it going. 5 to 10 things that people say or you should not say at holiday gatherings or around the holidays. Yes, these are things that you should not say. You should not say these type of things at a holiday gathering. So let's keep it going. Number one, where are your kids? Wait a minute. What do you mean, where are my kids? You do not ask nobody, why are your kids? Why would you say that? I mean, it could be a sensitive situation. They could be sharing the parenting. It could be whatever the case may be. Maybe they have a reason where they can't be with their children. Maybe they can't afford to buy them gifts, so they let the other parent do it. I mean, you don't know the situation why people are not around their kids during the holidays. Maybe they went out of town. Maybe a relative sent for them. Who knows? We have to be sensitive and mindful not to just say things. These type of things are very hurtful to people around the holidays. Yes, people get holiday blues. You don't want people to be reminded of something that's probably not right this holiday season. Don't be so insensitive, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be careful of that. And I'm just being honest. You don't want to just be blurting things out and saying things. You don't know what people are going through. Okay, number two. Are you guys still together? None of your business. None of your business. It's none of your business if somebody is with somebody. You should just wait for them to voluntarily give you the information. It's none of your business. Who cares? They're coming to celebrate. They're coming out. They probably got the courage and the strength and love themselves enough to come out and be around your crazy self or crazy people or crazy family. And they're trying to get over whatever they're getting over in private. And you say a statement like that. Are you guys still together? Obviously not. In most cases, in my opinion. In most cases, they're not together if they're coming solo to an event or something is very, how can I say it? As serious as the holidays, coming around somebody's family or coming around your family or just coming around to celebrate. In most cases, in my opinion, they're not together. So why would you ask that? Why would you ask that? Or it's just, it's really sad, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, these are the things. These are some of the things that you would hear at some of the holiday events. It's unfortunate. It's just that we have to have tough skin and you got to understand you got to get through this. And once you get through these particular season or this particular, you know what I'm saying, couple of days or this week of events, because there are going to be a lot of events going on, you have survived, basically. You have survived. And it's not an easy task, and I don't want to ever say it's an easy task, but it's just sad that people still are insensitive. They're so insensitive. Where are your kids? Are you still together? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. So, moving right along. I told you it's not going to be a long podcast. How much do you make on your job? Like, you know how you start a conversation and they might say, well, how much do you make? Who wants to know? Are you paying my bills? Why? Are you trying to rob me? I mean, it's a ton of questions that you would want to ask. Why are you asking me these type of questions? It's none of your business. How much I make? And why? So everybody can hear like an announcement. Just put it on a billboard. You know, certain things you should not be asking at an event. You should not be asking in a family gathering, especially the holiday gathering. This is a time where you guys come together, celebrate another year, celebrate that, you know, what Christmas is all about, family and enjoying each other and loving each other. It's not about, you know, like being interrogated or feeling like you know, somebody's the FBI trying to get information for their own personal gain, motive, whatever the reason is, just to slander them or compare or compete. Because, you know, it's a lot of competition within families and stuff like that. You might have competition where, you know, families just want to outdo each other at a holiday gathering. I don't know why, but time and time again, you have families that do that. You have families that compete with each other during the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. You have families that compete, and I don't understand for the life of me why do they do that, but they do. They do. And please don't act like you've never heard of this, but it's the truth. I've heard people come, oh, she's only doing that because I've did this. Oh, she only, you know, she's doing that or she's doing this. It's so sad, but this is the way it is. This is the way it is. And just don't get caught up in that. You know, don't forget why you are there or the reason to celebrate the holidays. Don't forget about that, because the holidays are the holidays. You don't want to appear. You don't want to appear like you've lost touch of what celebrating the holidays are all about. You don't want to forget that. You know, you always want to remember the reason for the season. Yeah, the reason for the season. It's sad, but ladies and gentlemen, it's very true. These are the type of things that you would hear during the holiday gatherings and celebrations and stuff like that. You know, it's sad, but it's true. It's true. Another one that's very common. Are you still driving that car? Why? Long as I have a car to come to the event, what difference does it make what kind of car I'm driving? That's another common thing that you will hear people ask. Why? Why do you want to know what kind of car I'm driving? Why do you want to know? Is it an importance to you? I mean, it to me, that falls up under competition. I mean, I'm not here to find out what kind of car I'm driving. I'm not here to broadcast my assets. I'm not here to get information, you know, to my family or friends or whatever at the gathering. I'm here to celebrate. I'm here to have a good time. You know, I took time out to come out and celebrate with you guys. I don't have time to sit here with the pen and paper and answer a whole bunch of questions. So, no, you know, that's not a good one. And I wouldn't recommend anybody to answer those type of questions, because it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Why are you asking? Why do you even care? You know, why do you even care? You know, it's about celebration and it's about being there for one another. It's about loving each other and you know, helping each other and all the above. Why are you asking the wrong thing? It's the wrong thing, you know, but of course, you always have messy people at the gatherings that want to know something that they should not be asking or should not be inquiring about or et cetera, et cetera. We should be talking about good things like how we can bless somebody, how we can uplift somebody, how we can encourage somebody. You know, these are the things that you need to be talking about, but we don't, we tend to not gravitate to those type of things. So, I mean, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it is what it is. Next and final one. How much money do you make? Why are you asking me how much money do I make at a social gathering for the holidays? Why are you asking me how much money do I make? What difference does it make how much money I make? I make enough to take care of myself. I make enough to bring a dish. I make enough to come out and celebrate with you guys. I make enough to do whatever it is that I need to do. That is not the type of question that you ask at a social gathering. That is not the type of question that you ask when you're among family and friends. It's just not. Why do you care? Why are you concerned? That is just another type of question that you might hear people talking about at a gathering. But, of course, you can't stop people to do what they want to do. And then you have people that might want to answer. So it is what it is. But the bottom line is, when you around people, you coming out to celebrate, you coming out to have a good time. It's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's Christmas Eve. You want to be around people that are going to basically, like I said before, uplift, celebrate you, talk about positive things. And it doesn't have to necessarily be you. You can talk about positive things as, oh, did you hear what happened, you know, as far as what they're going to do, you know, with the government, or what they're going to do as far as, hey, talk about stimulus checks. That seems to be a conversation that never gets old. Talk about how you're going to file something on your taxes. That seems to be something that never goes old. Not necessarily given the amount that you make, but talk about something that's positive. A law that went into effect. That seems to be something that never goes old. I mean, it's enormous conversations that you can talk about. You have your own business. Talk about grants that are available. That seems to be something that never goes old. You have a lot of questions or a lot of statements that can be discussed without talking about your very, very personable business, like something that's very personal that you don't have to make an announcement with. Be careful that, ladies and gentlemen. It gets real messy at a holiday gathering. You don't want that. You just want peace, love, and happiness. You just want to come celebrate, be celebrated, and you want to go home. You want to put something down on the books to remember, hey, I had a good time and it was well, you know what I'm saying? Everything was well done. So with that being said, this is not a long podcast. I told you guys, I was not doing a long podcast. I'm going to stand on it. I'm making myself very clear with this. I hope you appreciate what I've just talked about. Again, like I said before, this was just to discuss a couple of things in general about what you should not be doing during, you know, a holiday gathering or whatever. Oh, another thing, another main thing that you should not be discussing. I've seen people discuss this. You should not discuss sex at a holiday gathering. Why? Don't nobody need to know what you do in your bedroom at a holiday gathering, or what your spouse is doing to you at a holiday gathering? That's nobody's business but you and your spouse. That's why a lot of times people are looking at people a certain type of way, because they're too loosey-goosey and they feel comfortable saying certain things that should be kept in a certain area or private. You know, that is a private issue, in my own opinion, to a certain degree. And certain things should not be told. You know, certain things should not be told. And because I feel this way, guess what? You might have some people that feel differently. They feel that they can discuss sex. Never said you shouldn't discuss sex. I said you should never discuss sex or topics of sex, because it's a lot of topics of sex. You should not be discussing that and topics of sex during a holiday gathering. That is not the place. You have children present. You have your, supposedly, in my opinion, you might have great grandmas, great aunties, mothers, fathers, whatever, grandmothers. You don't want to talk about sex at a holiday gathering, talking about what you do in the bed, or what he did to you last night, or what she's going to do to him. Come on. That is not the place nor the time. That is not the place nor the time, ladies and gentlemen. That's not something that you just want to go and discuss. It's nobody's business. What you do and how you get down in your bedroom, especially at a holiday gathering, because you have some people that want to, you know, run with that. And trust me, in big families, that's what they do. They will run with that and they will discuss that, and it would just be mud. Your name would be mud undercover. So, you know, kind of be careful of what you're discussing at holiday gatherings and stuff. It's about celebration of life, celebration you made it through another year, celebration of mankind, all the things that are beautiful, Christmas carols, you know, praying for people around the world, all the above. Just don't get blindsided on other topics and other issues and stuff like that. Go out, have a good time, celebrate each other, uplift each other. But don't be so messy at the gatherings, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be so messy. You don't have to be messy. Just because you're out having a good time or whatever, and just because you want to know something, it doesn't mean that you have to know. You can still have a good time, still enjoy yourself, still go see whoever. But guess what? You don't have to be messy. You don't have to be messy. You can be an adult and ask mature questions, but there's a time and a place for those type of questions. Not at a sociable gathering. Not at a social gathering. So with that being said, like, share, and follow Nichay Lamour. I thank you guys. Another one is gone again. This is about the holiday season, things that we do, things we don't do. I'm just going to go over a whole lot of, you know, topics or whatever. I might do a podcast at the end of this week because I'm just basically talking about certain things with the holidays or whatever. And one of them is basically conversations and topics that are discussed during the holiday season. So this podcast is done. I thank you guys. Continue to like, share, and follow. I thank you guys for rocking with me, the ones that are rocking with Nichay Lamour, and I thank the ones that's not rocking with Nichay Lamour. You know, I thank both of you guys, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful, well, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, and I hope you guys are basically being grateful, but at the same time being humble. Again, this is the holiday season, so we have to be careful who are watching us. We have to be careful who are around us, because everybody is not happy. Everybody is not in a good space, in my opinion. So with that being said, Nichay Lamour is out, and I will talk to you guys soon with another Christmas edition. This is the Christmas edition. I will have another topic, another podcast, Christmas edition, so you guys can replay, listen to it later or whatever. Listen to it among friends, and you will see everything that I've said is right on the money. So Nichay Lamour is out. I thank you. Like, share, and follow.